Welcome to the Asbury Free Methodist Broadcast, where today we will be listening to this week's sermon by Pastor Brent Russell.
Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, and you are here forever, that you're with us, you go with us, you're in us. So Lord, as we consider your word this morning, I pray that you would help faith to rise up in us. Help us to see your plan and how to execute it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is Thanksgiving weekend. I have a lot to be thankful for. On Friday, Linda and I celebrated our 38th anniversary, so I'm excited about that. And we strategically put it on Thanksgiving so we would be reminded to not only that it exists, but that we would be thankful. So that's all good, right? We celebrate that this weekend. On this Thanksgiving, I want to talk to you about prayer and Thanksgiving. First service of Thanksgiving that we know of, held in Canada, was held in 1578 by Martin Frobisher up in Nunavut. And they had a service of Thanksgiving and it gave thanks to the Lord. The holiday of Thanksgiving was declared by the Parliament of Canada in 1879. And there was a celebration of Thanksgiving. But before all of that, thousands and thousands and thousands of years before that, God declared a holiday or a time of Thanksgiving. The Israelites had what they called a harvest festival, and every year they would celebrate the goodness of God because of harvest. They would celebrate the goodness of God because of the wandering in the wilderness and that God delivered them. God created a day of Thanksgiving before consideration of Thanksgiving was ever thought of in Canada. And that's a nice piece of trivia, but it's far more important than that. When God says, ask something of his people, when God commands us to do something, it's always, always, always for our good. And all the way through Scripture, you will hear, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. You will hear, bless his name and give thanks. You'll hear, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. You'll hear this theme of giving thanks all the way through Scripture because God knows that we need it. Here's what I want you to know. The practice of thanksgiving is one of the most transformative things that you can choose to do. Giving thanks is a choice, and it is one of the most transformative things that you can do. Giving thanks has a way of building faith. It improves our outlook on life. It has a way of fostering joy. It attracts the presence of God. It has a way of making our prayers powerful. It is one of the tools that God has given us for spiritual warfare. Giving thanks is transformational because it is one of the pathways that God has given us to live well in this fallen world. So today, I want to talk about prayer and thanksgiving. Let me start off by telling you a story that's found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat was the king of Israel. I think he was the great-great-great-great-grandson of King David. He just got word that the armies of the three nations surrounding him was moving toward Israel. And it was a massive army, and there was no way that Israel could meet it, it could challenge it. They're moving towards Israel, and Jehoshaphat saying, I don't know what to do. Jehoshaphat was a godly king, and yet he was terrified. He calls out to the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Israel to pray and for the Lord's help. And so Jehoshaphat prays this incredible prayer that we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. He reminded God that he had helped Israel in the past. He told God that he was powerless to stop this army. And then he prays this. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. Now, that's a great prayer. I don't know if ever you've faced a place like that in your life. We do not know what to do, but we're looking to you for help. That's a humble prayer. That's dependence on God. Then he goes on to pray. As all the men of Judea stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. God spoke to this one person, through this one person, the battle plan. God promised to deliver them from that mighty army that was arrayed against them. And then God told them, you're not even going to fight. So the next day, they went out to meet the army. Jehoshaphat exhorted them to believe in the Lord your God and to stand firm. And here's what 2 Chronicles records in verse 21. So after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army and sing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. Need to tell you that that's probably not the most frequently taught strategy of military conquest. Okay, we're going to go and we're going to meet the enemy, but instead of putting our strong people up front, we're going to put our singers. And they're just going to worship, right? Can you imagine being the oncoming army? Ha! They're singing. What's that? What's up with that? So, verse 21, after consulting the people, the king appoints singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. And at that very moment, they began to sing and give praise. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. It goes on to say that they killed each other. No one survived. They went out to collect, the Israelites went out to collect the plunder, the stuff that the soldiers were carrying when they went into battle. And it took the Israelites 3 days to collect the stuff. Now get this. The battle was won with prayer and thanksgiving. Through the Old Testament and through the New Testament, God has always connected the idea of prayer and thanksgiving, because it is one of the ways that God chooses to work in us and through us. Listen, if you're looking for a way to move forward in your life, if you're looking for a way for God to break through in your life, if you're looking for a way to take the next steps of faith and of life, let me recommend to you prayer and thanksgiving. Let me lay two familiar passages on your mind. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And do it with thanksgiving. Now, there are two kinds of thanksgiving in regards to prayer. The first aspect is gratitude. We are grateful for what God has done. And so we tell him that. We're grateful for the blessings in our lives, and we tell him that. And gratitude in and of itself is transformational. If you want more joy in life, if you want to shun negativity in your life, learn to practice gratitude. If you want more peace in your life, learn to practice gratitude. Thank God for what he has done, and God has promised peace that will transcend your circumstances. You will have peace even when the circumstances are not peaceful. Thank God for what he's giving you. Thank God for the goodness that you see around you. Express gratitude to God. If you are in one of those difficult places in life, express gratitude for as you look around at the things that are happening at the world. Express gratitude anyways. Look around and find things to be thankful for. Let me lay another passage of scripture on your mind. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. It doesn't say be thankful for all things, because there are some things that are just awful. There are some things that are just bad. It says give thanks in all circumstances. So you look around the world and you see it falling apart. That isn't a reason to turn negative. That's a reason to increase your thanksgiving. You look at your own circumstances and the going is hard. You can either throw a pity party or you can give thanks. You look at the situation that's right around you and you see your family or you see your friends and you see the struggle and you feel for them in your heart. And there's nothing wrong with feeling for them in your heart. But you don't let that there sit there without prayer with thanksgiving. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas found themselves in the jail in Philippi because they were out speaking the gospel and preaching the gospel, and they cast out a demon of a woman who could tell fortunes, and she was a slave, and her owners got really mad at Paul and Silas, so they had them tossed into prison. And that was not good. They had them beaten. That was not good. But here's what they did in their circumstances. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Praying and worship. Praying and giving thanks. And the other prisoners were listening. They were singing hymns. They were giving thanks. They were worshiping. Remember, gratitude is transformational. When you learn to worship, it affects a lot. Here's what happened, verse 25. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was this massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. And all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Paul and Silas would go on to lead the jailer and his whole family to Jesus. Prayer, thanksgiving, it's transformational. You know, when you come to church on Sunday, most of the first half of our service is focused on worshiping God, giving thanks for what He has done. And there's a lot of thanksgiving that happens in that part of the service. I've run into people over my ministry where they talk about the first part of the Sunday service as being the preliminaries. I even knew some people who would strategically come to church late so they would miss the so-called preliminaries. And they thought, well, the sermon is the important part. But choosing to come to church and choosing to be thankful and grateful to God for what He has done is what is important in your life. It has this way of refocusing who you are. It's a component of releasing the blessing of God and the power of God on your behalf. It has a way of tearing you away from a scarcity mindset, believing that God has all things in His hands. It has a way of returning your mind and your heart to God and attracting the presence of God. It allows God to pour out His peace that surpasses all understanding into your heart. Gratitude is a breakthrough attitude. If you want to break through some of the barriers in your life, if you want to strengthen, to move through some of the challenges in your life, I want you to, if you want to know peace, practice gratitude. Let me give you four ways to foster gratitude in your life quickly. Come to church regularly. Engage in worship. You can come to church and mouth the words, or you can come to church and say, Lord, I am choosing to give You thanks. I might not feel it, But I know that you have blessed me in this and this and this, and I'm choosing to give thanks. Second suggestion is start a gratitude journal. Write down three things every day that you are thankful for the next month. Maybe it'll be on your phone, maybe it'll be in a notebook, whatever. Write down three things every day that you are thankful for. And when you get to the end of the month and you look back, if you see that being transformational, you may want to go on and on with that. I know one person who chose to post one thing to Facebook every day that she was thankful for. And it was an amazing discipline. My third suggestion, for those of you who find consistency difficult, I'd like to do three things a day, but I know myself, I'm not going to do that. Well, then I would suggest that you take a couple hours in the morning or a couple hours in the afternoon, and you sit down and write down 50 things that you are thankful for. Here's what's going to happen. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. You saw the theme on the video, right? I'm thankful for my family and my friends. And God, I'm thankful for what Jesus did for me on the cross. And all of a sudden you're going to have to start to work. You're going to have to start to work at what you're thankful for. You're going to have to look around and see, I've taken these blessings for granted, but I really am thankful for them. And as you start to get a little deeper and you see the blessings of God in your life, it has a way of solidifying them such that when you see those blessings again, you have a pathway to say, I'm thankful. God, thank you for that. Fourth suggestion is, when you are in conversation, look at the tone of the conversation. If it's grumbling and complaining rather than giving thanks, then there's probably a problem. It doesn't mean that we can't talk about the bad things that are going on in the world. But if your first topic of conversation is all the things that are wrong with you or all the things that are wrong with the world, then probably your mind needs to be reoriented. So choose to express gratitude in conversation. Look for things that say, I'm so thankful today for. Paul tells us in this verse right after that, to do exactly that, Philippians 4, verse 8. Now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about such things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's where we set our mind, because it has a way of transforming who we are. Gratitude follows a mindset on these things. I told you there was two kinds of Thanksgiving. We've talked about gratitude. This is the first aspect. The second is the aspect of giving thanks with faith. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You see how closely thanksgiving is connected to praying. Once you've prayed about something, you can start giving thanks that God is at work in that situation. When you know that you are praying for what God wants, then you can start entering into thanksgiving for answered prayer. Remember Jehoshaphat. He started worshiping, and that is when the power of God came and confused the enemy. Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer, and this is what he said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. The belief comes before the receiving. Hearing what Jesus says, he unleashes his gift to you. And as you're praying in faith, it's unleashed, but the believing that you're going to receive it actually precedes you receiving it. I want to encourage you to express that kind of faith through prayer with thanksgiving. The next time you come back to prayer after you've prayed for something, Lord, I need you to work in this. I need a breakthrough in this. God, I need you to do something in my life here. Next time you come back to prayer, Lord, I thank you that you are already at work. I prayed about this, and I know that you are at work. If you want to pray about it, fine, but I know that you're at work, Lord. I want to give thanks that you're going to answer this prayer. You know what I need better than I do, but I'm thankful that you are that you're doing this. Imagine if I was called one of you up this morning and call you up or this afternoon, and I was to say, "Hey, my friend, I want to give you a Thanksgiving present. So I am going to pay your mortgage for the next 12 months." Yay, right? You're thinking, hey, that'd be very cool, right? And in fact, I've already put the check in the mail. I've already sent it. But you haven't received it because, well, there's a postal strike going on, right? So I've given it, but there's this delay. My question is, when would you start thanking me? Would you wait until you get the check and it clears in the bank? Or while you were on the phone, would you be thinking, well, Brent's an honest guy. He will seem to be the kind of guy who would follow through on something like this. I'm pretty sure that he'll do it. I know he's not going to be scamming me. And if Brent promised to pay my mortgage for the next 12 months, I believe him. So when would you start giving thanks for it? You'd thank me on the phone call, right? You're kidding me. You did that? Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Wow. That's the thankfulness of faith. That is the thankfulness that says, I'm going to thank God for doing what I prayed for but not already received. And that is what God wants for part of your prayer. When you're praying for the big things that are on His heart and that are in His will, you pray with thanksgiving. What are you praying about? Could you say, Lord, I want to thank you that you're going to work this situation out, or that you're going to provide the resources, or you're going to provide a way through. Lord, I know that you are good and you're trustworthy. So, Lord, I'm going to trust you and I want to thank you for the answer to the prayer already. There was a book called The Power of Praise, published way, way back, by Merlin Crothers. It had this story in it. Jim's father had been an alcoholic for 30 years, and during those years, Jim's mother and Jim and his wife had prayed that God would heal him, but they didn't have any apparent result. Jim's father refused to admit that he had a problem with alcohol, and he would stalk out of the room when he was confronted, and anybody mentioned religion to him, he'd just be gone. So one day, Jim heard this sermon about the power of praise and the power in thanksgiving and how the power of God was released in that. And that God, and to praise God for answered prayer. Well, Jim thought, brought home a recording of the message and played it over and over again for his friends. Then one day it struck him that he had never tried praising God for his father's condition. So excitedly he shared the thought with his wife, "Honey, let's give thanks." And they did. They started praising God. And the next day, the parents came over as usual for Sunday dinner. And always before, Jim's father had cut the visit short as possible, leaving right after dinner. This time, though, he lingered over coffee. And he suddenly asked a pointed question. He asked, "Well, what do you think about the Jesus revolution?" And he turned to Jim. I saw something on it last night on the news, and I just, is it just a fad, or is it something that these kids are hung on, or what God doing, or what's happening there?" And they had a lengthy discussion about what God was doing. And within weeks, Jim's father came to admit that he had a drinking problem. He turned to Jesus, and he was healed. He now joins the rest of the family, telling others about what the praise of God can do. Just think, Jim said to his wife, "For 30 years we prayed for God to change Dad, but we spent only one day praising him for his salvation and love, and look what happened." I'm not saying that will happen to every single prayer that you will have happen, but I've seen over and over again where God releases his resources when people start to give thanks and start to learn to pray with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving may be a government-appointed holiday, but it has its root in Scripture. Prayer with thanksgiving is one of the most transformative activities that you can engage in. If you learn to pray for what you need and foster your own attitude of gratitude, God can do amazing things. If you will learn to express the thankfulness of faith, I believe that you will see God do some amazing things. Gratitude with and faith-filled thanksgiving matter. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord Jesus, thank you for this reminder on Thanksgiving weekend that thanksgiving and praise matters. Lord, for us who have not fostered this gratitude in the middle of life, whether it's good or bad, help us to grow in that. And Lord, help our faith to arise, to let our thanksgiving be full of faith as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us this week on Asbury Free Methodist Broadcast. Make sure to visit our website at asburyfmperth.com, where you can subscribe and never miss a show. If you'd like this broadcast, you might want to check out our Facebook page, Asbury Free Methodist Church. Until next week, take care and God bless.